Dawn was on a ghost hunt.
Hey.
At a haunted LA Fitness. Where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole. And that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
That's nasty.
Welcome to the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah,
what are you in for today?
What are you into is more like it.
That's right.
Apparently, the fiber pills. What's going on over there?
I got a balloon in my hand.
Well, find out where that balloon ended up later on our social media.
That's right. That's right. We actually almost missed the show because we were filming some videos. We didn't actually, but we just said to each other,
oh, no,
what time
literally.
Is it? Is the show starting?
So you guys, how many years have we been doing radio? 12:56 is the time when we make the big changeover. Nope. 11:56. Hence the problem. Dawn and I were like, hey, let's go do a Charles and Darlene video. We got our friend Jess to go get us a balloon mic because we needed a balloon. That's what you heard, that noise at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And so we went down into the secret area.
The secret area.
Where they keep all the supplies.
And Jess, you have bathroom breaks.
And I have I showed her my secret bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you ever want to know, Mike, I'll let you know.
You never showed me that.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you need.
Sounds good.
I'll take you on a tour. And there's more than one down there, too, where you can be alone. Anyway, so we went down there and we found a conference room. I think we ended up in a different dimension.
Uh-huh. Because I've never been in that room. Conference room.
It is like
I don't even know it existed.
Huge conference room.
I think that's where they were playing Papa Shot during the appetizer madness.
Exactly. So we went down there, we started filming video, and then we were literally just peeing our pants laughing at the video that we were filming. And then I had that thought like, oh, we should get...
I go, oh my God, what time is it? And you go, oh...
And I look at my phone. Thank God. I think
it
was
11:30.
That's still how had off 20 we are. But anyway, it did give us pause because that would have been hilarious had poor Mike just been sitting up here at noon going, well.
This is what would have happened. He would have done the dirt alert. We wouldn't have replied. He would have gotten through it. And then he would have yelled out the door, where are Bradley and Dawn?
And then Jess would have gone, well, I don't know, but I gave him a balloon.
Yeah, because her office is next to the studio. And then there would have been a hunt for us.
Yeah.
And thank God our boss is in here today.
Thank God. All right.
Woo!
Which also is why we're just going to, you want to do the balloon again?
Sure.
What happened to my balloon? I had two balloons. Now I have zero.
You popped one outside.
I did. I blew up a balloon mic and it popped in my
face. Oh, wow.
Terrifying.
It's always scary when that happens.
It is very terrifying. So we're just going to do this for the next 3 hours. Go ahead. Let it all out.
Wow. It's always good at the end.
That is the metaphor for what you're about to hear.
Yeah, actually, it's going to start out strong and then peter out. Sorry, that's a southern phrase.
Peter
out. A hillbilly thing to say.
I guess I'd rather you peter out than peter in. Hey, we got to talk about Sydney Sweeney again.
Equipment. Sydney Sweeney.
And Carol.
That bitch Carol.
Okay, so if you don't know the story, Carol Baum is a top Hollywood producer.
Dawn, just brass bitch.
Heads up, Dawn.
Yeah.
You're never working again. Because now that you've called Carol a bitch.
I think she's the world is calling
your Hollywood
Carol a bitch.
Career is over.
Okay.
Anyway, Carol Baum had opinions about Sydney Sweeney, calling her essentially ugly and unable to act. I mean, she literally said she called her not pretty. And said she can't act. Now, that you can imagine after we talked about it yesterday, because Hollywood listens to our show, and I think they opened the internet. Hollywood was not amused, and everybody was like, what the heck, Carol?
By the way, Carol Baum, no one knows who she is.
If you
were deep in the world of, like, producing, I mean, she's a producer. She's produced 34 movies, some of them like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, she's somebody.
Truly.
And somebody with a voice, which is why it was so shocking. And somebody with a voice who, by the way, was answering a question in a public forum in the role of being Carol Baum, movie producer and professor.
Like a convention type talk.
Yeah. So like she was speaking with the full force of her credible professional voice. It wasn't just like, you know, TMZ caught up with her at Sardi's. Yeah. And she said, oh, she's not my favorite. Like, this was not her on her couch with her boyfriend. This was literally to a packed audience that then went viral. So fine, she had an opinion. Well, you can imagine that didn't sit well with Sydney Sweeney.
Well, God, or the world.
Or, well, yes, we'll get to the world because we are the world, Dawn. But
we are the children.
Let's start with Sydney Sweeney's people because they responded through a rep and said, essentially, as you would imagine, it's how sad that a woman in a position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman.
If that's another producer.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah. If that's what she's learned in her decades in the industry and feels is appropriate to teach her students, that's shameful. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's career. You can imagine, first of all.
Hey. Good job, PR team.
That was a good PR response.
It really was.
Focused on the real issue, not taking cheap shots, because they could have just said, and Carol, you're not a looker either.
Yeah, because that's, you know, it's like, she's not in that category anyway.
I'm just saying, like, if you want, like, their PR response was perfect. It did not, it did what it was supposed to do, which was to focus on the fact that Sydney was the victim in this statement.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then we know, because I think you talked about this too, or at least we talked about it before the show. Her former colleagues have come out and talked about how amazing she is.
Sure, yes.
Her producer from Immaculate put up a statement essentially just saying that she's not only one of the most talented actresses I've worked with of Sydney Sweeney, he's speaking, of course, but also incredibly smart, kind, and humble. I'm not sure why someone who claims to still be a producer would make such a terribly ugly comment. But I can assure everyone that Sydney is at least beautiful on the inside. Oh,
that's the part where I'm like, here we go again. It's kind of like, well, she's beautiful on the inside. I don't think that they meant to say it that way.
In the PR speak world, because that's what we do, I would maybe give a slower clap to that response. But anyway, he did also call her a badass scream queen, which TMZ had to blur out the ass.
Oh, come on.
TMZ, really? Of all the videos?
Of all the things. You put up graphic videos every day of the worst stuff imaginable to see.
That lady who brought her dead father to that office.
Her dead uncle to try to get a loan.
To get a loan. And they showed the video of her like going, come on now.
And propping his head up.
Sign this thing. And his head kept flopping forward.
Now they blurred his face, but still, we don't need to see that.
TMZ, we didn't need to see that.
But blur out the word ass.
Back to Carol Baum. Don't blur out the ass, Carol. Don't blur out the ass.
Don't blur out the ass. So her acting coach, Sydney Sweeney, not Carol Baum. Sydney Sweeney's former acting coach reacted to this. His name is Scott Sedita, and he says she has serious skills. You have to be pretty much a serious actress if you're going to go through all of that, he said. When you're taking feedback or critique, she processes it, uses her acting technique, and makes the adjustment. And that Sweeney is beautiful because she has inner depth, intellect, compassion, style, and facial features, eyes, smile, cheekbones,
also
that the camera angle picks up on.
So
you should have stopped with the...
Yeah, what I was going to say is that's all great. That's an opportunity for him to show support. I don't even feel like you need to make that argument. Like, that's a professional argument, which I guess he's being a professional. So that's good,
he's
right?
He's like, hey, I was her acting coach.
But in the context of PR, if I'm her acting coach and somebody says that, like, I'm not even dignifying that woman's statement. She should apologize.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to justify to you why I think Sydney Sweeney is beautiful and can act, because her career can speak for itself. As a man, I don't need to stand up and prove that she is capable.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say Carol Baum needs to maybe, you know, work on herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's so obvious. Anybody knows, even regardless of what you think of Sydney Sweeney, nobody is saying like, she is the best.
No, not at all.
Because it's subjective.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't call a woman in Hollywood ugly and Inactable. She can't act.
I think that the bad, like, okay, so this is a conversation. This woman obviously doesn't know how to use her voice or her power. The scary thing about it is that she does have power, and this kind of thing goes around behind closed doors in Hollywood and has for a very long time. Like, judging people, like, if she doesn't think she can act, tell me why. Give me the reasons why you didn't think her performance was good, if it was in a setting where she invited you to talk about it. But all this stuff about her not being pretty, and to students, I'm surprised that USC hasn't fired her.
Yeah.
Just from a public PR standpoint, saying we cannot employ you anymore because you're representing our university, and we don't want people we're teaching our students. To think we're teaching our students these terrible behaviors that we've been trying to erase in Hollywood over the last 10 years.
I do want to also point out that Carol, for herself, has spoken to TMZ.
Oh, she has?
What yes.
Did she sign?
She immediately expressed regret, telling TMZ she wishes she never would have made those comments. And that crapping on an actor like that is not her usual style.
Oh. She got caught up in the moment, maybe.
She does go on to say that she's been getting a ton of hate mail. And I'm like, well, that's a shock. Not really. I mean, to attack physically one of the most successful women in Hollywood right now seems a little short-sighted for someone who's been in the business for a while. I think it's, do you think it's one of those situations where she felt like she was trying, not that we need to like rationalize her behavior.
Yeah.
But I do wonder what the impulse was. Was the impulse to simply be like, I know things. I am a professional. Mm. Sydney Sweeney is not that kind of actress. She's not. Because, you know, there is that sort of like, what's the word? Like, it does seem that there is that kind of snobbishness in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, or even beyond Hollywood, but she's a part of Hollywood. So it's that like, she's trying to show that she is a different kind of, you know, producer in Hollywood.
I guess so, but it sure did come out wrong.
Well, no, I know it did, yeah. But I'm saying, like, what could possibly have been a motivation for someone to willingly say those things?
Oh, God. I mean, just to say, like, I've been around the block a couple of times, and she's seen, I'm sure, a lot of It Girls. Like, there's just going to be a new girl and guy every year that has super popularity and fame. And then whatever happens with their career after that is sometimes beyond their control. But, like, she's probably just going, well, why does she get to be the It Girl? It's a very snobbish, like, we choose type of an attitude. Yeah. Like, as a producer.
I think you could have, she could have easily just said something like, she's not my cup of tea, but look, she is a very successful woman. And I've been curious about what it is about her career trajectory or what it is about her as an actor that has really lit Hollywood's interest or, you know, like.
That you're kind of saying the same thing that she did, but in a way that
that's just, not
it's
rude.
Not, and you shouldn't ever be attacking a young woman in Hollywood for her looks. And like, you don't deserve your place in the zeitgeist because you don't fit the physical
bill.
Look
at you using big words.
We're not there anymore, Carol.
Well,
I don't know if she came out of a cave from 20 years
ago.
But
did she?
No.
Are these things that people would say, you know, behind the scenes and not?
I think they do still. Like,
that's what I think the story is more about is the fact that she said it in a public forum.
Yeah.
That's what she's being shamed for, because to your point, I think those views probably persist quite well in Hollywood.
Oh,
people
sure
just
they do.
Have trained themselves to not
say
those things out loud when a microphone is nearby, which is a sad state of affairs.
That's right.
Speaking of affairs, Dawn and I would like to tell you something that we haven't talked about for a while. We've been having an affair.
Yeah.
And Mike,
so glad this is coming out. And such a weight for me to bear.
I was
Mike
just
has had to sit on this
is.
Secret. She's like, where am I in this affair? No, Mike.
Mike's been sitting on what?
What?
A secret.
A secret.
Yeah.
Our affair.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, hey, how about those Good and Plenty's over there? You got.
What about him?
Can I have some? I mean, we aren't in an affair.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Talk 107.1.
Hello, my talkers. It's Dawn for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. Are you thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Well, David and his team will take care of you. And it is a great time to buy a home. Right now, there are for sale signs everywhere. They crop up and you're like, oh, that house is for sale. I want to look at that. But then it's gone the next day. If you've experienced that, please get a hold of David and his team, because they will set you on the right track to getting you into a good mortgage and a good home. He prides himself and his team on prompt responses, explaining the process, and even getting first-time home buyers in a home and getting their ducks in a row. So if you're thinking about refinancing, we actually did that with David a couple of years ago. And we were like, this guy is really working hard to get us the best possible rate. He did it and he was happy to do it. So do what dozens of My Talkers have done. Call David and his team, 763-251-8000, or My Talk keyword David.
Portable, reliable.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Mike has all the latest in Hollywood and beyond with the Dirt Alert.
Let's start things off with the Sundance Film Festival. Have you heard this? They're courting a new city host for 2027.
Ooh!
This is seeking a new long-term home. Of course, they've been in Park City, Utah since the early 80s.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, possibly. They're looking for bids from cities all across the United States on whether or not they want to or potentially hosting the big Film Fest.
That'd be awesome.
That would be. I wonder if they're looking for a smaller community. I mean, this community in Park City wants them to go away, I think. You know, it's probably more of an annoyance at this point to residents there than it is, you know, anything good. But, you know, because they kind of take over the town for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we'll take you.
Yeah, we'll make your money.
Yep.
So we'll see. Speaking of making money and reaching a whole bunch of people, Billy Joel's Madison Square Garden special, 5.7 million viewers on CBS.
Oh.
Well, pretty darn good.
5.7 million viewers who got really upset.
Yeah. Did get really upset, but don't worry. If you miss it, or you're one of those people that were watching and got cut off right there in the middle of Piano Man, they are airing it again tomorrow night. It'll be 8 o'clock our time. CBS has started running a promo there to celebrate Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to put that on my list.
Yeah.
This is the fourth most watched special in 2024, ranking only behind the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Golden Globes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty good company
People
there.
People like
for the
live events.
Is this, you said CBS?
CBS is okay. The one today, yep.
All right.
I think you can also
I can watch it on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, and I was always going to say, I think maybe after this broadcast tomorrow, they'll just have it right over there where you can watch it on demand, I'm sure, on Paramount Plus. So there you go. And we also got our first look at Transformers 1. This is a high-profile reimagining. It's actually a prequel of Transformers, but it's got some huge names tied to it. The role of Optimus Prime is being voiced by Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
And then also a part of the cast is Scarlett Johansson and Brian Tyree Henry.
Oh, okay.
So some huge names going to be around this project. That again, you just mentioned Paramount. That too is going to be on Paramount.
Okay.
I would like to see this movie.
I loved Transformers. Like, I would watch Transformers every day after school.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a little prequel to what you were watching as a kid, it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Absolutely. I was a little too old for the toys. I was a Star Wars kid. in terms of toyage.
Yes.
But my friends had a lot of Transformers.
Yeah. You just missed that part.
Yeah, it was not my, like, by the time they were big, I was not into the, those kind of toys.
Yeah.
I just liked my Star Wars peeps.
Your Star Wars guys.
I like to throw them into a fan and...
What?
Did you ever do that?
Throw your action figures into a box fan?
Yeah, so that, like, that's the big, you know, danger experience. Like, they're on a cliff, and then all of a sudden, Darth Vader's like, I will get you. And then they kick them off the side of the table, and they fall in the fan, and wee-wee!
Wow, that's crazy. I was having Barbie, my Barbies getting dates on the Barbie airplane
And I was doing Royal Rumbles with my turtles.
Yeah,
there you go. We were all kids one day, and some of us are still kids. But when we come back, we're going to be adults and talk about very adulty things like juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Blind items right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Your Boat Club. Now is the time for you to be thinking about membership with Your Boat Club. You've heard me talk about it. You know that Your Boat Club, they take care of all the work. You show up and have all the fun. Membership has its benefits. And one of those benefits is a well-stocked, updated, and fabulous fleet. If, however, you've ever been interested in the idea of buying a boat, now is the time for you to think about that because Your Boat Club is holding their spring auction. And that means that well-maintained fleet that they've been taking care of, they turn it over consistently. So members always have access to the best and the brightest. That means that you have access during these auctions to the best of the best that they've decided it's time to part with. So if you want to learn about the auction, head to yourboatclub.com. Or if you just got questions about membership, head to yourboatclub.com, or you can even reach out to me. Send me an email. Tell you what our experience has been like. We love being on the water with Your Boat Club, and so will you. Tell them Bradley sent you. I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Well, we have Carol Baum, the producer that nobody ever knew, really, you know, before she started talking smack about Sydney Sweeney, now apologizing, talking to TMZ, saying, you know, I probably shouldn't have said those things about Sydney Sweeney, saying, I don't get her. She's ugly. She's not a good actress. Why is she Hollywood's it girl right now in a public forum? So she's had to walk that back.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, which she should. We have been talking about how we just don't want this to be going on behind the scenes in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not something that we just hope in our heart of hearts that other producers aren't judging actresses in this way or actors.
You hope against... This is a Blind Item podcast. People are talking all sorts of crazy things behind the scenes.
Yeah,
Dawn?
I don't want them to be judging people based on their looks to
no,
get parts.
Of course not, but they do.
Relevant.
And that's the sad thing. She said it out loud, and she's being roundly criticized for it, which she absolutely should. But there are a lot of people probably wagging their finger at her probably said things behind the scenes that perhaps they would not want.
Yeah, they're just fading into the bushes right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, Mike, do you have any blind items?
Nope, none.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Darn.
It's been a great show. Because I have other things to do.
No, I'm just kidding. We got some. Let's do it here doing the little blind items today. We're going to start things off with an A-list director. Doesn't want to go back on his word, so he wants a project that will be like 3 or 4 parts, which is why he dropped the original plan for his next project.
Oh. It's Quentin
James
Tarantino.
Gunn?
Yeah, you got it.
Quentin.
That's, straightforward there. Of course, he was rumored to be making The Movie Critic as his final film. According to the Blind Items, though, he is going to have a final film, but it's not going to be that project because he wants something that's going to break down and be like 3 or 4 parts. So really, it's like his last 4 projects rather than just one.
Which is totally predictable,
just,
right?
You just don't want to quit doing it. A
which
long time ago, you said, I'm only doing 10 films, and now you don't want to do that. So just do more films.
Yeah, but this is the height of Hollywood directorness, though, right? To sort of change
or narcissism.
To change the universe in his own image, which is to say, I'm going to do 10 films.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, the 10th film is actually 4. And so to think that somehow, you know, that's going to make us all go, wow.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, dude, you're just doing 4 more films. It's fine.
It's fine. It's okay. We like your work, some of it. And, you know, for the most part, we want to see you around more. But I think he wants that, like, oh, no, it's his last film. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Good luck to him.
Come on,
I don't know.
Man.
I'm not a big fan of his films anyway. So yeah. Good luck to him. But there was also something about Brad Pitt. Was Brad Pitt involved in this project?
Yeah, he was going to be the role of the movie critic. Yeah,
got it.
That was going to be Brad Pitt. And I think it was like going to also possibly be from the same universe as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because it's kind of like the 20-ish years later. Yeah, sort of
okay.
thing. Although Brad Pitt was in that previous universe, so I don't know.
But that would just make it, you know, that much more fascinating.
Apparently.
And he likes to do 70s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? I mean, if you lived in the 70s, you know.
Yeah.
All right, you guys got that one. Let's do another one here as we're doing some blind items today. First few, I'm not going to say are the toughest, but we're going to see how we can do through them. At this point, the streamer is just throwing anything at the wall. They know they're never going to get their investment back. It was a terrible investment with the A-list couple, and that couple doesn't care. We've seen through previous deals, they just take the money that people are handing out and put no effort in what they're doing.
Bradley? Want to take this one?
That's Harry and Meghan.
Yes, it is. There
and
you go.
And Netflix.
Of course, Netflix, the deal there. We found out a couple of new projects that are coming the way of the Sussexes. And and at this point, it sounds like from this blind item that Netflix is just going to continue to throw whatever they can at the wall, including a show all about the world of polo.
Yeah, no one cares.
I don't know.
Nobody cares about that, Mike.
Okay, Carol.
Do you
care? No, I definitely don't care about it. No.
Yeah,
come
I
on,
think
Carol.
The average person that's watching Netflix isn't immensely interested in
polo. I don't
polo.
Disagree with you, but the mark of a good storyteller is somebody who can take a subject and make you fascinated by it. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying they have a chance, and if they don't, then we are all going to be just like, you guys, why were you spending all this money on what? Right?
Yeah.
So I think the jury's a little bit out, but I too, noted non-fan of the game of polo, Mike.
I will say Netflix has found a way to fascinate the general public on Formula One racing, golf,
which
and NASCAR with three series that actually have been very good and have really captivated the general public. So if they can find a way to do that with polo, more power to them.
I think the problem with polo is that people don't have access to polo, you know, so it's more of an elitist thing. So people have access to NASCAR.
Not to Formula One, though.
Formula One, in this
country, really didn't until the popularity around the next Netflix show, and then now everybody's watching it.
Yeah, again, they'll
in the
have
morning.
Their they'll have their chance. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if they don't succeed in telling a good story or producing something that gets people talking, then I think people really will begin to question why Netflix spent all this money. What did they see that the rest of the audience didn't? And it's not to like unnecessarily hate on, like a lot of the media does on most days, about Harry and Meghan for obvious reasons, which are too long to go into on this podcast. There's a lot of racism, sexism, and you know, whatever. Where was I going? It's just to say, like, I get that there are criticisms of them. I'm not here even for that. I'm just saying, like, I think it's okay to question why Netflix spent all that money. What did they see that we didn't seem to understand about their ability to produce great content?
Yeah.
If this show.
Mm-hmm. But they have really been behind them, because when their Spotify deal went through, they were like, there's nothing wrong with them. We love them and
they
we
doubled
are
down.
Backing them.
Yeah, which is fine if they saw something. Mm-hmm. Let's hope they did.
Yeah.
And I would like my jam, Meghan.
I would like a show on her making jam.
Well, I want her jam. Yeah. I want a jar.
Yeah.
Send it my way.
Okay. Bradley wants some jam and I will eat a spoonful.
Yes. We're just jealous. We want jam.
Yeah.
Bradley makes his own jam, if you don't know.
I know, but I want to know how she makes. Like, I have questions.
See, you want a show about jam.
Yeah.
Let's do another one here. Let's move on to the A-plus lister. They knew exactly what they were doing with the timing. There are rumblings that a part of the deal for her to show up at the festival last weekend was going to include a surprise performance this weekend with her A-list close friend.
Oh, so a Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift combo at Coachella.
2 days after an album release.
Oh!
I don't know.
Ooh, I like this rumor.
Just saying, this is a rumor that's floating around the world right now. Blind Items, of course, she doesn't do anything by accident. Her album is coming out tomorrow. Well, this midnight tonight, basically, her album is coming out, and there's a lot of rumors and rumblings that you know, because there were also talk that she got paid millions just to show up last weekend.
Yeah,
and they were saying their ticket sales were a problem. Whatever, you're paying someone millions. I wouldn't be surprised if there was, you know, a couple of songs thrown in that mix too.
Quid pro quo.
So, who knows?
I mean, why not? I think it's, I don't even think that seems very conspiratorial or like, you know, super far-fetched. It seems very likely and plausible.
I think so too. I think it's smart also because everyone will be talking about it. Which,
I mean, you saw the power of Coachella as a social media amplification machine, or however you want to describe it, right? Like, I mean, you had people like, or at least the appearance of that, because you had people like Will Smith, you had, you know, Gwen Stefani, like everybody just wants, you know, the media mentions that come out of them being on stage.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also
and the influencers.
Yeah, the influencers, it's the best place for them. And then celebrities that, you know, I've obsessively clicked through the TMZ a photo album of Coachella, and I just go, I don't know her. I don't know her. I don't know her. And then I'm like, wait a minute. And then I will Google people and go, she kind of looks like that girl in that one thing. So it definitely works for influencers and people that aren't top of mind celebrities.
Are old like us.
Well, I don't think it's because I'm old. I just think it's because they're, you know.
When you get to a certain age, though, you really do stop absorbing new music.
Oh, sure. New music for sure.
So I'm just saying, like, the artists that we don't, there are so many artists after, like, after the age of 40, I'm like, I don't know who these people are. And you do have to actively search them out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even here in our own town at First Avenue, a famous venue, I get an email from them and I'm like, I don't know any of these bands or people.
I'm wearing a Three's Company t-shirt. Yeah. So Mike's wearing AC/DC.
And I'm wearing old Taylor Swift merch. From like 15 years ago.
Yeah, we're all jealous, Mike.
Yeah, we're all old. Yeah.
No, that she's wearing Taylor Swift merch and you're not.
Okay. It's all good.
All right.
I don't think he would look good in this. It's an off the shoulders sweatshirt.
I think Mike would look great in it.
And it'd be pretty tight on me, I think.
That's a bad
That's
thing.
That's fine.
Let's do another one here. And actually, we're going to go to a special place. Are the two of you ready?
Well,
yeah.
We're going to Divorce Corner.
Okay.
For the next
divorce.
For the next four blinds, it's all going to have a theme here.
Okay.
The next four blind items are all going to have a little divorce theme to it. Let's start with this first one as we take a trip on Divorce Corner. This A-list actress, since she was young, is relaunching herself as single since her divorce from a longtime partner. It's all part of the plan, as well as the revealing of her man that she's secretly been with for the past year or so.
Oh.
So we've got an A-list actress since she was young, relaunching herself as single, and she, a part of this plan, is also going to be unveiling her man who she's secretly been with for the last year.
You know who this is, Dawn?
Valerie Bertinelli?
Yes!
That's how old we are. We
I thought
Valerie
it was Valerie
Bertinelli.
Bertinelli because her man, she just went public with him.
Nope.
Don't wait, it's going to be one of the other blinds.
Okay.
Go on.
A-list actress since she was young is relaunching herself as single since her divorce with a longtime partner. It's all a part of the plan as she will soon be revealing the man she's secretly been with for the last year or so. So she hasn't done that reveal yet.
Drew Barrymore.
That's a really good blind.
A-list
one too.
Actor.
But I will say, if she has truly been with this individual for a year or so, it would be more controversial due to timeline issues.
Oh.
Where Drew's been single for a while.
Okay, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson?
Secret boyfriend.
Nope.
Since she was younger.
Was she a child star?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like child star actress?
Yep.
Demi Lovato?
And
when I say A-list actress since she was young, she was A-list as a youngster.
Oh. Shirley Temple Black.
No. Let's see. Candace Cameron Bure. Sorry.
That's A-list not... actor. Why
since
did
she
apologize
young.
For Candace Cameron
Because I don't
Bure.
Really want to say her name at all.
Because please don't apologize for her. She needs to, well, okay. Moving on.
Let's see. Was she on a sitcom? Oh, she was a movie star. Natalie Portman.
You got it.
Yay.
You got there.
Nicely done. This A-lister since she was young, Natalie Portman, is relaunching herself as single following her divorce from her partner, of course, Benjamin. I know it's not, but we say millipede around here.
Yeah.
It's all a part of the plan, as she will soon be unveiling the man she's secretly been with for the last year or so. So according to the Blind Item, she's definitely been seeing somebody else for a while, and we are soon to get introduced to that individual.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see who it is. I hope it's somebody that's hot and sexy and talented. What?
Okay. Just seems like
she
you're
is.
Really, are you really that excited?
I love
about
her.
It?
I think she's.
Do you really?
I really do think she's an amazing actress. I thought that she was a great little kid actress in The Professional, even though looking back, the movie was kind of creepy. I loved her as Queen Amidala. I loved her in Black Swan. I loved her in May, December.
Well, that makes
sense. And a lot of other things.
I can't wait for her to unveil her ugly, untalented, nasty partner that she's been with
Carol
for the last year.
Oh, Carol.
Let's do another one here. Again, we're staying on Divorce Corner. We're going to move to this one. How about an A-plus-list actor continues to shovel money into the battle with his ex? He knows he's going to have enough, and she is continually trying to dig up cash wherever she can find it. It now is truly just a matter of pride. If it was all about money, she would have quit a long time ago.
Is that Brad and Angelina?
You nailed it. Yes, Brad and Angelina, the answer to that one. I will fill in the blanks here. Brad Pitt is continuing to shovel money into the battle with his ex, Angelina Jolie. He knows that he'll have enough money to keep that lawsuit train going, where she will not. If it's a matter of pride, or it is now a matter of pride, if it was about money, she would have quit a long time ago.
You know what's interesting? Like, I totally think that's valid, or not valid in terms of the actual reasoning. I'm just saying that blind item sounds genuine to me. And I also have been reflecting on the fact that at what point
better for you in the long run because of my legal fees? I don't know.
Those are all great questions, Dawn. We don't have
time
to answer them. However, we will address more blind items tomorrow in this very special episode of a very special podcast. It's Blinded by the Item. We do it every day. Like and subscribe. Tell all your friends about it. We even have a YouTube channel. By the way, if you're watching, we know you love us. So please subscribe and tell all your friends about.
But
do you, as a person, say, this has been enough?
I
am not going to get the resolution that I want.
Oh.
And this is going to, it surely has to be affecting her mental health, physical health, daily life. Now, that might be a cost that's not too great for her. And the same you could ask of Brad Pitt. But it makes me sad that all of this gross information about him has come out to really no effect.
Right.
In terms of his public career.
That's
People
right.
don't seem to be bothered at all because I think they've made the calculation that he is sober now. All of that other stuff gets wiped away.
Yeah.
And he can proceed forward because he is not perceived as being vindictive or vengeful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all that really makes me sad, and I'm sure she's really ticked about it. But at what point I would say, do you just say, okay, well.
Well, I let all of that out of the bag.
I mean, I got everything I needed to get out, and he's not going to give me what I want. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe his career, we don't know yet. Like Quentin Tarantino just dumped a project that he was working on.
I don't think that was because of him, though.
But maybe it is. Maybe people were like, you don't want to be associated with him right now.
Maybe.
I mean, I think it has a lot more to do with Quentin Tarantino just being indecisive.
Yeah.
But Brad Pitt was attached to that last movie. But I don't know. I think that it was easy for me before I knew all this stuff to say, she's just kind of really is a vindictive person and won't let things go. And she's holding him hostage just for spite. But now that I know that he physically abused her, oh boy, I'm like, gosh, I know
that's
now
what I'm
where
saying.
All
like,
the trauma comes
she's
from.
She's put that all out there and it has had no effect on his career.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably, I would say, like, if you went on the street and asked the average person what they thought of Brad Pitt, I don't think that that's the story that would first come to mind. Even if they know the story about him in the airport. And the way, he allegedly assaulted his own child. But I think they've just made the calculation like, oh, didn't he apologize for all that? And yeah. he got sober now, so yeah. it's fine. And I'm not saying it's like, you don't have to, it doesn't matter what your opinion about the actual issue is. It's about at what point do you as a person say, I need to move this direction instead of back here.
Yeah.
And true. To your point, he was actually an executive producer of Three Body Problem.
Oh.
He also has 8 projects in the works, including being executive producer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and also his Formula One racing movie as well. So he has got a lot in the works.
Hollywood
and I think,
is
and
hot
he's,
for.
Yeah, and yeah. he's also very much financing these projects. So he very much is calling the shots.
Yeah.
You know, and again, continues to make a ton of money off of these. So.
Money, yeah. money, money, it's gross.
Let's do another one here as we're going to continue our walk down Divorce Road
divorce
or whatever
corner.
We call it. Divorce Corner,
divorce
sure, we'll go with that.
Yes. Divorce Alley.
There we go, Divorce Alley. I like that. the ex of this A-list singer slash host should listen to The Last Blind and take some advice. There is no way he is going to beat her in court, even if he is right, so he needs to just accept the judgment and move on.
A-list singer host?
The ex of this A-list singer slash host.
Oh, it's a female.
Mm-hmm. Should listen to The Last Blind and take some advice. The ex should. Oh. There is no way he is going to beat her in court, even if he is right. So he needs to accept the judgment and just move on.
Is this Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock?
Yep. Yes, it is.
I didn't know he had anything lingering.
She came back at him with a big lawsuit. Last month and now he has fought back saying that she didn't appeal in time and there's all of this legal issues going back and forth, so he's still trying to fight to get more money from her on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's like, over my dead body.
Oh, that's right, we did talk about that.
But then now, since we talked about that, now literally I think just yesterday he has fought back and said, no, you didn't do this appeal quick enough.
Oh, sure.
So
oh,
like,
my
it's
gosh,
it didn't like it. You don't have the ability to file this or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, the only people getting money off of all of these stories are the lawyers.
Lawyers.
Well, that's what I mean. Think about all of the money that Brad and Angelina have spent on lawyers over the past 8 years or whatever it's been.
It's a lot.
They're all going to college. They're just like, our kids are going to have a future. Thanks
that's
to
right.
these
Thank
two.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got one final stop on Divorce Alley.
Ooh.
Let's check in on this couple. The wife of this A-list actor has always been there for him, but has decided to start making plans to break away and has been looking at new houses to move in with their kids. Wife of an A-list actor has always been there for him, but has decided to start making plans to break away and look for a new place for her and the kids.
This isn't Jada Pinkett Smith, is it? Okay.
Wife of an A-list actor. Is she famous? Like, do we know her?
Yep.
She's an actress?
Let me do a little bit of research here because I...
So not a well-known
actress. Not a well-known actress,
okay.
No.
That's fine.
No, not an actress.
Is he like a superhero?
He is not a superhero.
Have we talked about there being trouble in Paradise?
Not really. I think the first part of The Blind is pretty true to form, where she has always been by his side, no matter what he is going through.
So does he have a bad reputation or a weird?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially recently.
Okay. So we've talked
about a very specific thing.
Is it connected to...
It's connected to a very specific
Sean
situation.
Puff Diddy Co.
No.
Is it Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake?
Nope.
Okay.
It's not about... that sort of stuff.
It's not about,
P. Diddy situation.
It's not gross.
It's more of a
sexual.
Yeah, not a sexual thing.
Okay, so drugs.
Not drugs.
Tax evasion.
Nope.
Crime.
People ugly.
It's criming adjacent.
Gambling?
No, but we'll stick with it. It was a crime situation. There's still legal issues around it.
Criming.
Who's
criming?
Was this like a DUI or
murder for hire?
Unfortunately, there was a tragic loss in this story.
Okay.
Oh, that's awkward.
You didn't. Okay. Yeah, we're going through. We're trying to find it.
God, all I can think of is OJ right now.
That's more recent than that.
More recent.
Yeah.
Oh, a leak of Taylor Swift proportions.
No, sorry.
Okay. So there was a concert situation where somebody was hurt? Okay. He's an actor.
He is an actor.
Okay.
And he has a wife.
He's done a lot of other things, including acting. He's a, I wouldn't even say mostly, mostly TV. No, he's everything. He's done TV, done movies. He's done everything.
It's not Chris music? Hemsworth.
Nope. Okay. Not done music. I meant everything from an acting standpoint.
Okay, sure. Let's see.
Including hosting a game show.
Oh, yes. We just
Aaron
talked about
Rogers?
Him.
No, he's not an actor. What am I talking about?
A-list actor.
Travis Kelce. Because he's doing that in his show.
Are you smarter than a celebrity? He's part of an acting family.
Oh, okay.
In a game show. Oh.
He's part of an acting family. Pat Sajak. No.
A-list actor Pat Sajak. A-list. And all of his A-list acting
his hair
siblings.
You know, Bob Sajak, Jenny Sajak.
He's got a bunch of brothers that are lower on the list that also act.
Jonas.
No. Oh. And it's not a Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Baldwin. Alec.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, come on.
According to the blind items, Hilaria is who's always been by Alec Baldwin's side, no matter what he is particularly going for or going through, has decided to start making plans to break away from him and looking to get a new house to move in with their children.
How do you say children. Divorce?
Oh, cucumber.
I don't know about that. That one smells kind of funny to me.
This seems weird.
Because
they are,
what is she, if not
she wife is someone who will get a lot mother. Of child support.
Well, that is true.
And alimony. That? Like, what, eight kids?
Well,
like, seriously.
It seven. Would behoove Alec to keep her close because that would be
I mean,
very
just,
expensive.
Just, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's such a united
Unless
front.
Unless he goes to jail.
That's well, true.
It's possible as well, yeah.
Maybe she's trying, maybe they have some type of an arrangement where they're like, if you divorce me now before I go to jail, it's
better. Hey guys, Bradley here for my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.